Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Morning, Sam.
Woohoo!
It's Friday.
It is Friday.
You've got like the
party pants on.
Party pants, exactly.
I'm going to explore.
Yeah, this is a going to explore outfit.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Take the jacket off, ready to go.
Yeah, exactly. We're not here to talk about your party pants, though. We're here to talk about a TV show that links to the Anna Coddington song we just heard because she did the score for it.
Yes.
What are we talking about?
So I was lucky enough to stumble across an Instagram story from my friend Roxy Mohibi. And she was like, check out this show that I'm in. And I was like, anything for you, doll. And I checked it out. It's called Kid Sister. It's on TVNZ On Demand. And it is written and produced by a New Zealand... directed? One of those three title things.
The triple threat vibe.
Yeah. Yep. Like, this show is her show by Simone Nathan, a Kiwi who is also Jewish and wrote this show. It's not autobiographical in a way, but it is pulling on her experiences,
yes,
within New Zealand as a Jewish person and having like quite a traditional, in air quotes, Jewish family in New Zealand. And
sort of orthodox Jewish vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't know much about the Jewish faith, so I'm not like the best place to speak on that, which is why the show was so cool to watch, because it really gave me a little insight into, you know, the Jewish faith here in New Zealand. And you always walk past the church near K Road.
Yeah, yeah, and the school. And
yeah, yep. And it's all very like, this is a world that I haven't actually like looked into, and I got to get a little little insight. And basically, Simone plays the main character, Lulu, who, you know, has the trials and tribulations that come with wanting to date a New Zealander of
non-Jewish descent.
Agnostic, I think they called him. Yeah, agnostic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just your regular Pākehā, no gods type of a guy.
Yeah. Who's played by Paul Williams, who is playing the exact same person he plays on Taskmaster NZ, so that might just be who he is in real life.
It's just Paul Williams.
Yeah, which is honestly so great. He's this little neurotic dude. And also, my standout performance of this whole show was Amanda Billings.
So good.
As her South African mother, just smoking cigarettes and chewing up every scene she's in. Honestly, like, award winning.
It was brilliant.
Was the accent on point?
Accent was on point. The I'm a, you know, Auckland mum who's wearing Zambezi.
Yep.
And, you know, I love my kids, but I also don't really like my kids sometimes.
Yep.
it was just brilliant. It was like, as soon as she started speaking on screen, I was like, okay.
I know you. I've met you. Yeah.
Yeah, it was brilliant. It was brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. But the story itself, I'm not going to be spoilers because it's only five episodes, and I don't want to, like, if you like mention the cliffhanger episode one, you kind of mention
the rest of the season.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So
I know what you're saying.
I don't want to spoil anything for anyone, but she does go through this transformative journey, Lulu, kind of coming to terms with her own adulthood. She's 29 in the show, so it's that cusp of 30, what am I doing? I'm living at home with my parents. And in the start of the series, she's just come back from Jewish summer camp in America.
Yes.
So like Camp America, but Jewish.
Like a Jewish one. And someone makes a joke about, she's like, just been making bead bracelets with kids. And she's like, no, I haven't, hiding all the bead bracelets on her arm.
Which she definitely has. And it was kind of like her parents' way of her meeting a nice Jewish boy to marry, because they want her to marry within the faith, which is all, you know, very like traditional overbearing family kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like,
it's sort of one of those stories where I think regardless of culture or religion,
super relatable,
at the base, a lot of people will be able to relate to that feeling of like, you've got expectations put on you by a family situation. How do you live up to them if maybe that's not what you want to do with your life?
Exactly. And this show, you know, there's leanings on the kind of narrative structure we've seen with like the Fleabag, that, you know, that kind of thing where it's voiceover and you see within the character's brain, but they're also kind of making some silly decisions. I don't think Lulu as a character is particularly likable.
No, Lulu's a dick, but like, you sort of still want her to make the right call.
Well, yeah, because you're like, well, I'm invested now.
Totally.
Can you please sort it out?
Yeah.
But yeah, she goes, her worst habit is that she lies a lot to everyone around her. She's like, she, instead of disappointing anyone, she tells them lies. I was going to say half-truths. They're not even half-truths. They're just blatant lies. Also, Paul Williams sings some really fun songs in the show.
It's great.
They really made me chuckle. This is a show that had me laughing out loud, which is very hard to do. I'm the kind of guy that says, oh, that's funny.
So this is good. To get you to laugh is a feat.
Yeah, and I also cried a little bit at the very end. So this is a really, like, strong, solid show. I've seen other media outlets review it and say it's not perfect. I don't really agree. I think this is brilliant. I was really a huge, huge fan watching the whole way through.
Yeah, I loved it too. I binged it in one evening.
Oh yeah, and it's so bingeable, and it's so nice seeing like Karangapi Road like showcased, yeah. And like just, you know, those Auckland landmarks that you really, you don't get to see in regular TV because you're watching US or totally. UK TV.
Or you see them, but they're not the places that they are. You know, it's like, oh, this is just some misc space, and it's, you know, like St. Kevin's Arcade. St. Kevin's Arcade is St. Kevin's Arcade in this show.
They're going to go to one of the cafes there and be like, yeah, let's hang out.
They go to Bestie.
They go to Whammy Bar.
They go to Whammy Bar, they go to Backroom, yeah. And it's not, you know, it is a very much an Auckland story. It is the Pitt Street Jewish school and, you know, the delicatessen next to that and stuff. Like,
we are not far away.
It's just up the road, you know. This is a real space that's happening.
And also my friend Roxy plays Senna. She's Lulu's more... out there best friend who are at the Pottery Studio, and their relationship's quite fun.
Yeah, it was nice.
One of my favourite lines is, as a child of divorce, I can say as a child of divorce. And I was like, okay, let's go, let's do this. And, you know, it's nice to have an ensemble cast that are all really pulling their weight. Like,
totally.
I think her older brother and his wife, they are doing really good work. Like, her parents, Hershey, like, the whole cast is really, like, on form, bouncing off each other. It's all quite believable, which I love.
Yes.
You know... And for New Zealand production, I'm just like, yeah, amazing.
Keep it up.
Done.
I would like to see, please. I don't understand how the sort of, you know, behind the scenes
we
works.
We don't know.
In, like, getting things on the terrestrial television. But all these amazing shows go to TVNZ on demand, but I wish they would go on the mainstream TV channels too.
James Crute from Stuff theorised that because the subject matter is a bit more risque, it's kind of hard to find a terrestrial time slot that works. Which I kind of agree with, but also like 9 p.m.
Yeah. 9 p.m. Just check on.
Also, 7 days has been on our screens for y'all.
And there's some cuspy jokes in that as well.
Cuspy? Oh, I would say right over that cusp, but you know.
Hey, thank you, Sam, for bringing us Kid Sister this morning. Where can people watch it?
TVNZ on demand. Check it out. Support local TV. Support local, you know, New Zealand writers and actors and producers and camera people and all that stuff. I would list every job, but it's impossible.
It's a very good show, can confirm. Thank you, Sam. We'll see you next week.
No worries.
Viewmaster, only on 95BFM.